your mat is such a big deal. Really come into child's pose.
Connected down into the mat. And then down even deeper into the floor that your mat is on. And be intentional and start to create more pressure downward. Hands, your shin. Take some deep breaths. Ujjayi, in through the nose, out through the nose. And start to wake up the seat of your consciousness right at your forehead. Start to roll your forehead from side to side if you didn't already start to do that. Down dog. Pedal out your legs. Bend a leg, bend the other leg. Maybe even shift forward. Just start to move like intuitively, freely. Like maybe shift forward into a high push-up, kind of cha-cha it out a little bit. Shake your head. Get connected down into your hands, into the floor. And from your feet and hands, pull up into the core of your body. Walk your hands back to your feet. Ragdoll, the back of your mat. Grab opposite elbows. And then again, you move how you feel called to move. Do you, if you want to stay just steady, do that. Otherwise, sway your upper body from side to side. Get aware of your feet. No matter if you're steady or if you're moving, be aware of your feet. Push them into the mat. And then release your arms. Walk back up to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up in the air. Bend the knee, open up. And then as you feel called to move, if you feel called to move, do that. Roll the ankle, circle the hip, do a little dance move with the hip if you feel like it. And sometimes it feels good to get a little weird and change sides. Like my daughter walks around the house, she does this like death metal band kind of screaming, but every time she does it, it's just like brings her so much joy. I'm like, okay, maybe I need to get a little bit more weird like you. All right, step your foot up to the top of your mat. Turn to face the side of your mat so that you're in a straddle. And then lift up to your fingertips. If you're not sure what we're doing, you can look up towards the screen. Push down through your fingertips. And then with your feet, we're going to work really on grounding today. So in your feet, push through the heels, the mounds of your toes, and then grip the ground with your toes, like you're clawing the floor. Pull inward to the center so the adductors start to fire. And just breathe here. Pull the chest forward. Take a few breaths. And then place your hands on your shins. Lift your chest up like you're doing a halfway lift. That's it. Pull the belly into your spine. And I'm going to take a side view. I want you to bring the weight more back, almost like you're doing not so much just a straight leg halfway lift, but bent legs. So really start to get into the heels, pull the belly into your spine, and now reach your arms forward. Yeah, just wake up your back this morning. Now, as you reach out, pull the belly in, lift the chest up, set your eyes. As you set your eyes forward, put your attention on your feet. Push through the heels, grab the ground with your toes, pull into center line with your feet. If it starts to get a little shaky, that's perfect. Breathe. Set your eyes, pull your chest up, pull your chin in, belly to spine. All right, now take your hands right by your shoulders, almost like you were going to do the chicken dance at a wedding. And then fold yourself halfway down like you're doing a halfway lift in your back. And as you inhale, press through your feet, stand back up. Keep a little bend in your knees. And do it again. Bow and back up. Bow and back up. About 10 of them. Push through the feet, pull up through the chest, wake up the legs, posterior chain. So the back muscles firing probably pretty good right now. Calves, hamstrings, inner thighs. Let's go 3, 2, 1. Stay folded halfway. Now reach back forward again. Pull the weight back, everyone. Weight back. Yeah, that's it, Jane. Pull the chest forward. Pull the hands forward. Breathe. Yeah, right now for me, my muscles in my like lumbar part of my spine are going like, wowzers. So you're not alone if that's what's happening for you. Breathe deep. Ground down. Pull the chest up. 3 more breaths. Root your feet down, stand up all the way, reach up, and step to the top of your mat. Hello, body. Good morning. Hands at your heart. Let's take 3 deep breaths. Extended mountain pose. Reach up, take a deep breath in. Forward fold, breathe out. Lift up halfway, push your feet down, get grounded. Pull the chest forward. High push up. And then be here, right here. Yeah, nowhere to get to. Just feel from the skin to the muscle to the bones. Pull inward and get aware of your feet and your hands. Push your hands down. Press your heels back, firm up the legs. 3 breaths. All right, inhale. Everybody look forward so your chin goes forward. That's it. Low push up, breathe out. Now look forward as you lower. It's going to open your chest up more. Upward facing dog, breathe in. Pull the shoulders back. Downward dog. Set the eyes between your feet. Pull the belly into the spine. Root down through your hands and feet. Okay, 1 more breath. Empty out, bend the knees, look to your hands. Jump there. If you can jump, otherwise walk. Lift up halfway. Both are perfect. Bow forward. Rise. Extended mountain. Reach up, look up, pull the belly in. Bow forward. Halfway up, breathe in. Chaturanga, low push up. Upward facing dog. Open up, connect down. Downward facing dog. Set the eyes between your feet. Over and over and over again, get connected downward. And from there, pull into center. Keep breathing Ujjayi, build the heat. 1 more breath. Look to your hands and jump or walk. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward fold. Root down, rise up. Be intentional. Get connected down as you reach. Bow. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Spread the palms as much as you can when your hands are on the floor. Upward facing dog. Just like touch more of the ground. Downward facing dog. Set your eyes between your feet. Full breath in. Empty out. Look and go to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Root down, rise up. Inhale. Forward fold, breathe out. Hinge at your hips. So bend your knees a little as you're bowing. Halfway lift. And chaturanga. Up dog. Yeah, feel your feet on the mat. Down facing dog. Sometimes there can be such a, we can go on cruise control and vinyasas so easily that we're like already in the next pose. Yeah, be in this one. And if you catch yourself where you're drifting and you're not in this one and you're like already, what are we doing next? All these kinds of things. All you have to do is pull yourself right back. Hands and feet. Where are they? Wherever they're at, there you can be. One more breath. Look to the top, jump. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair. And breathe. Now bring your feet on 12 o'clock. And when I say 12 o'clock, your feet have to be together. They can be apart, but on 12 o'clock, different from, if you can see my feet, this is not 12 o'clock where my toes are out. This is also not 12 o'clock, okay? So yeah, just like 12 o'clock, it just starts to get us more aligned. We'll just call it aligned. Yeah, and then push your heels down into the mat. Yeah, lift the toes up. Everybody do that. Good. Now grab the ground with your toes again. Just like we did at the beginning. That's it, Lila. I can't see everybody's feet, but yeah, I can see some of your feet. Colleen, good. Squeeze in. And then reach up more. Reach the arms up. That's it. Get the back muscles to go, wowie. Yeah, breathe in. That's it, Kim. Forward fold. Breathe out. Drop your head. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Down dog. Take the right leg up. Spread the toes, push through the heel, pull your knee into your chest and breathe out. And then inhale up. Get grounded and connected to your hands and feet. Pull it into your right arm. Yeah, bring the leg up and bring it over to your left arm. Kick your foot out to the side of your space. Fall in triangle. Reach your left hand up. And just be here. Yeah, expand out from the center of your body, your feet, like really even push through the heels, the soles of your feet, but also connect back in. And then take one more breath in. Stay for the exhale. Three-legged down dog. Lift the right leg back up and step forward, warrior one. Push the feet down into the mat. Look up to your hands, five breaths. Rotate the left hip forward more. That's it, left hip forward, right hip back. See if you can get the left lungs. Brooklyn, that's it. But left lungs forward, right lungs back. Now connect down into your feet. Grab the ground with your toes. Up, go back. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Feel your feet right here. Downward dog. Hey, left leg up. Get connected to your hands and your foot on the ground, even if your leg's in the air. Bring your knee to your chest. Bring it up. Left arm. Bring it up. To the right arm, fall in triangle. So spin the back foot down. Yeah, kick out. Pull in. And then the top arm, reach like your whole arm up towards the ceiling. Not just the hand, but the arm. And then pull your shoulders onto your back. Open. Inhale. Exhale. Three-legged down dog, left leg up. Big step, warrior one. And then connect from the pelvis downward, press down, grip the ground with your toes, the arches of your feet kind of lift up. And then right lung forward this time, right hip forward. That's it. Good adjustments. Look up to your hands. Yeah. Pull your attention, your energy up towards the point that you're looking. Here and everywhere. Deep breath. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Connect hands and feet. Like really not just like push them into the mat, but you mentally connect that you have them. I don't know what you woke up and thought this morning, but I woke up and thought, oh man, it's early. I got a busy day. And right in that moment, it's like, I'm not even grateful for the fact that I have hands and feet. And then it's just a drift that we can catch ourselves in and we just bring ourselves back. Breathe in, breathe out, look to the top and jump or walk. Okay, now we move, lift up halfway, bow, chair. Forward fold, halfway up, chaturanga. And as we move quicker, stay grounded and connected to your breathing. Upward dog, allow the breath to move you to pose to pose. Downward facing dog, lift the right leg up, pull your knee to your chest, bring it up to the right arm. Get the knee to touch, see how high you can get it. Bring it up, over to the left arm, fall in triangle. Inhale. Stay as you exhale, open, open, open. Three-legged down dog, lift the leg up and step forward. Ground down, reach up. Upward dog, like you're moving your body through water. Downward facing dog, lift the left leg up. Pull the knee into the chest. Bring it up to the left arm. We go to the right, kick, fall in triangle, open, take a full breath, stay for the exhale, three-legged down dog. As you breathe in, move your leg up and step, warrior one. Rise, chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward dog, full breath in. Empty out, look forward, jump to the top, connect to your core, lift up halfway, push the heels down, bow, chair, fold forward, halfway up, chaturanga, upward dog. We're getting warmer, yeah? Downward facing dog, lift the right leg up, we'll go through this one more time, pull the knee to the chest. Bring it up to the right arm. It's no rush either. Bring it up to the left arm. Kick. Yeah, open as you inhale. Stay as you exhale. Three-legged down dog. Breathe in and step. Ground down. Warrior one. Be a warrior. Chaturanga. Up dog. Yeah, down dog. Left leg high. Into your chest, spread the toes, connect to the core, bring it up to the left arm, bring it up to the right arm, fall in triangle, exhale, three-legged down dog, breathe in and step with purpose, press down, grab the ground with your toes, reach up, chaturanga. Upward dog. I love when the clothes start coming off on the screen. Downward dog in the most appropriate of ways. Lift your right leg up. Bend your knee and flip your dog. I stole that from Jane. Jane said the other night when she was teaching outdoor on the patio, she's like, my goal is for your clothes to come off. Such a good goal. That's when I can actually see that you're building an inner fire. Flip over side plank, right hand on your mat. Breathe here. Press out through your hands and your feet, but pull inward. Yeah, and the toes lifting, we say that cue so many times because it gets you connected to your bones. Breathe in, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Lift the left leg up, bend and open. Flip it. Look out, connect in. Yeah. Oh, the yoga's working. Yes, love it. Sometimes the yoga doesn't work. That's one thing I want you all to do. And when you feel like it's not working, that's when you still need to come on your yoga mat. Yeah, right, Brooklyn? Totally. Flip over, side plank. Especially those days. You're the days that you're like, I don't want to. I really don't want to. I've been doing a lot more, like spending a lot more time in these practices and these classes, moving more and doing less stretching at the end. So sorry to disappoint you if that's what you wanted today, but just to shift energy. Breathe in, chaturanga, upward dog, down dog. Step the right foot forward into crescent lunge. Prayer twist over to your right. Connect your attention to your feet. Push the front heel down, press the back heel back, and lift your chest. Take it where you want to go today. So if you feel like doing open arms, that serves you, you want to take side crow with scissors legs, do it. What's going to connect you? What's going to ground you? What's going to shift your energy, make you feel the most alive? Do it. And if someone else ever holds you back, stop hanging out with them. Just an advice. Take a full breath. Twist more. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Extended side angle. Yeah, push your feet down into the mat, everybody. And then take it where you need to go. Do you need birds? Do you need, bind? And just real quick, it's like sometimes it's just a quick check-in. Yeah, open the chest, open, that's it. And now reach your heart up to more, a little bit more. Take a deep breath, that's it, Jane. Chaturanga, bring it down. Upward dog, good work. Down dog, left foot forward, crescent lunge. And prayer twist over to your left. Yeah. Big thing, connect again, hands and feet. You move your hands wherever they need to go. Push your feet down. And from there, lift up. Yeah, even lift the back quadricep up so the hamstring lifts up a little bit, more stabilizing. And from more stabilizing positions and connection, we get more freedom. Yeah, can you create that in your chest with your breath? Warrior two. Reverse your warrior, flip your palm, breathe in, use it, go up, go back, extended side angle. Set the eyes. Yeah, be committed. Sometimes that can be the hardest part of the practice is, put your drishti one place and don't move it. It's almost like you got to put horse blinders on at points in time and be like, this is where I'm going to stay. I'm not fixed here and stuck here, but I'm actually choosing to be right here. Full breath in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Look to your hands and walk or jump to the top. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Chair. Prayer twist over to your right. Get connected down to your feet. Grab the ground with your toes. And from there, pull upwards. Take it where you want. Yeah, if you check, if you ask yourself right here, right now, like, what do I need, really? The person on my mat, what does she or he need? Yeah, spread the toes no matter where you're at. Yeah, even if your feet are in the air. Good work. Yeah, Brooklyn, I see it. Just balancing work. Okay, chair pose again. And prayer twist over to your left side. Put the eyes on a point. And also, what I'll say about the drishti is, it's like I'm looking at everybody here. It's pretty good. So you want to just keep your attention, like eyes going towards the front of your mat and upwards. It's going to open your chest more. Yeah, that's it, Sebastian. Just more. Set yourself free right here. Two more breaths. Chair. Crow. Hands to the mat. Go for it. Yeah, so shoulder distance apart. What I've been teaching, this grounding idea, is real here, even as you take flight. So push into the mat, hands with your fingers, spread the toes. Really be conscious of your feet. And then engage your inner thighs like we did in that first straddle thing that we were doing earlier. Yes. Relax the jaw. Take a breath. Jump it back, everyone. Go for it. Woo! Upward dog, breathe in. Downward facing dog. All right, step your left foot forward into crescent lunge. Right into it, and then wrap it up for eagle. So right arm under, right leg over. Lift the fingers up. Press everything into the center line. And now take your top leg up. Step your foot back into warrior one footwork with your legs. Keep the eagle bind. Now root down into the ground. Yeah, grab the ground with your feet. Pelvis, belly to spine, go up and back. Connect down. Keep taking your left rib forward, right lung back. Strong and steady. Inhale, arms up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right leg forward, crescent lunge. And wrap it up, eagle. Left arm under, left leg over. Yeah. Pull in. Be intentional. Can you press in a little bit more? Can you get the bottom leg to press into the top leg more? Top leg into the bottom leg. Activity through the feet. And now connect your attention out to the core. Pull the belly in, everyone. And now lift the knee up to your elbows. Step way back, warrior one footwork. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then go up and back. Really, it comes from the anchoring of your back foot. Yeah, intentionally root, heel down, grab the ground. Yeah, it's really neat to watch because everybody, your body, whether you realize it or not, it's like trying to find its like harmonious balance place. Like your front knee is moving a little bit, reconnect down. Yeah, experience all of that. And then inhale, unwind your arms, reach up. Chaturanga, bring it down, rinse it out. An upward facing dog, downward dog. Take a deep breath in and empty out, top of the mat. Halfway up, forward fold. Rise up, take standing leg raise, grab your right foot. Yeah, bring the leg out to the right. And now pull your shoulders into your body, everybody. Yeah. Access center line. So the mound of your big toe on the bottom foot, push into it and then lift up from the pelvis through the crown of your head up. That's it, Lila. Okay, come back to the center. Bring your leg to the front, reach up, pause here. Yeah, I want to see the soles of everybody's feet. Mm-hmm. Some of you I can't see just because of your camera angle, but those of you I can, lift it, Jane. Yeah, Lila, without leaning back. Can you lift it higher without leaning back? Yeah, Colleen, push through the bottom foot. Pull upwards through the crown of your head. Yes. Airplane, fly back. Yeah, with joy. Can you find joy? Like, you're standing on this leg for a really long time. We've been in this pandemic for a really long time. Let's just be fair. It's a really long time. And it's like, who are we? Who are we when it's been a really long time? Some of you have been married for like 20 years. It's been a really long time at moments, right? And it's just like, wait, what am I connected to? What's my drishti on? I'm in it for the long haul. Yeah, and who are we when those moments happen? Can you show up, get present, get connected? Right here, your feet, where are they? All right, half moon, left hand down. Yeah, now push down to lift up and out of the foot that's on the ground. Yeah, I know what it feels like. It's like the leg gets pretty fatigued quickly, but use the energy of rising up out of it to make it easier. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it doesn't have to be hard. And now, Sebastian, take your shoulders back. Yep. Everybody, push out through both feet. Big inhale. Stay as you breathe out. Extended mountain pose. 2 feet down, just reach up. No drama. Standing leg raise. Grab the left foot. Yeah, take your leg out. I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he was talking about how, I'm not going to put this one on the recording, so I'm just going to say it. He's talking about how he's going to quit his job, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk in there. I'm going to leave my keys. I'm going to be like, fuck you. I was like, really? Is that who you are? Is that who you want to be for the world? I was like, all drama. I was like, I know that you feel that way, but that's not what we have to be. Like, sometimes we feel that, like the rage, yeah, the fatigue in your standing leg, like the I want out. Come back to center and then reach up. Yeah. And like right here is your, as it's getting intense, like the standing leg, fatigued, super fatigued, push outward, pull in the leg bones, everybody, leg bones into the center, into your hips, and reach upward, upward. Yes. Connect your arms up. Fly back, airplane. And breathe. Yeah, drishti on like who you are, who you want to be in the world right here when it starts to get a little bit more spicy. Can you open instead of close? Yeah, like the backs of your shoulders, physically take them up towards the ceiling more. Yep, good, Sebastian. And now half moon, right hand down. Bring it right underneath your shoulder. And then as you open up, connect even your attention to the sole of your lifted foot. Push outward, but then connect back in the bones of your legs into your hip sockets. Yeah, and then Kim, reach up a little bit more with your whole arm. Yes. Okay, everybody breathe in, breathe out. Extended mountain pose. 2 feet down, just reach up. Dancers, grab your right foot. Reach your left arm out. Yeah, if you got a strap, take a strap to your foot. That's a nice version of it. And then as you expand out, keep doing that, Danny, and then pull your ribs in, belly in. Yes. Change sides. Yeah. Guys, who do you want to be? You're right here in this moment. Lift your chest up, Jen. Yeah. And change again. Right hand, right foot. You know, this is, we call this power yoga, and I've been in inquiry about, you know, what is it that makes it power yoga? And, you know, we can have so many different perspectives come to the table on that and vote on what makes power yoga, but really it's about like the power you bring, the like being at choice right here, in a pose, in a hold, in flowing. Change sides. Yeah. Yeah, different from force or like power over. Be with it. Like, can you bring the power from within out? Tree pose, right foot up. Yeah, do whatever you want with your arms today. Creative freedom there. And then lift the front of your pelvis upward. Yeah, so some of you have the version where you have your ankle crossed, totally great, but then still get connected. Like the butt starts to go out to the back a little bit more, push through the heel, lift the front of the pelvis up, Jen, Colleen. Yeah, and then the center of the chest upwards towards the ceiling. Connect down, connect in, connect up. Yeah, change sides. Yeah, connect down, start there, foot, that's it. And then in, belly in, pelvis up. Yeah, good, Colleen, crown of the head up. See if you can lengthen everybody, the sides of your body just a little bit further. That's it, Sebastian. Okay, full breath in. Mountain pose, hands by your side, feet together. Extended mountain, root down, reach up. Forward fold, breathe out. And lift up halfway, take a breath. Crow pose, surprise. Yes, ready or not for the surprises, go for it. Like you choose, that's what power is. You choose to be ready right now, like whatever comes your way. It's like, it might not be what you want or what you thought was gonna happen. It's like, I'm in it, ready, malleable. Spread the toes. Yeah, that's it, Brooklyn. Now, huge inhale. Shoot it back. Go for it. Pew, pew. Upward dog. I like making the gun sounds, and that seems to help. Up dog to down dog. Step the right foot forward into warrior one. Get connected through your feet. Warrior two. Triangle pose. Now, key thing with triangle is, and really this is every twist, this is considered a twisting posture too. The blocks are really nice because it brings you, you want your spine on an uphill. The heart higher than your hips, at least a little bit. Yeah, and then scoop the right butt cheek under and then everybody lean back. Your hand is on the floor on the outside of your foot or on a block. Walk it like 6 inches back behind you. Yep. Or back, more out to the side rather than behind you. And then push down into the block or the floor with your right hand and lean back even more, almost like you're taking flip dog in your chest. Keep scooping the right butt cheek under. Push the mound of your right toe down. Lean back a little more. Freedom. Yeah, nice work. Okay, press down, rise up, connect to the center. Turn your right toes in, fold forward. Side facing wide leg fold. Take it to headstand if you want to do it. Your call. Go. Yeah, and that's power too, is like the ability to move right into action. Yeah, put the drama aside. The I can'ts, the I don't wanna's. And we show up. Yeah, wherever your feet are, if they're up in the air, keep them up, push them up more by connecting to your legs. If your feet are down from your hips down to the feet, press down, fold in a little bit more. Yep. Okay, headstanders, bring your feet back down. Everybody lift up all the way to stand, turn to face your front leg right away. Twisting triangle, bring your left hand down on inside of your foot. Right hand up. Push the back heel back, chest forward, and lean back, open through the chest. Now just be aware as you're opening, it's not just that your right hip starts to jet up towards the ceiling, actually ground the right hip down. See if you can move and open through your rib cage more. Yeah, keep grounding the right hip down. Open through the thoracic spine, the chest. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Two. Triangle. And start right away. If you take your hand, bring it like 6 inches, 8 inches, 12 inches away from your chin. Yeah, anchor down. Lean back. Scoop the right butt cheek under. Keep grounding through the mound of your front big toe. Take the chest forward. And ground down, stand up. Turn the left toes, interlace the fingers. Before you go down though, everybody press the knuckles down, look up, lift your chest up, lift your chin up. Fold forward. And similar to what we did earlier with the, when we had the fold at the beginning of class where I had you have your hands underneath your chest in the straddle, you can have a little bend in your knees. It can be freeing on the hamstrings. I think the more we visit our yoga mats on days like, let's say, I don't know how everyone's feeling today, but like, let's say you're like, you ran a lot yesterday or you sat a lot and your legs are just tighter. It's not, doesn't mean don't show up. It means do what you need to do and adapt. Okay. Stand up, turn to face the front, right into twisting triangle. Right hand down, left hand up. And sure, there's days where it's like, yeah, we just like, we really truly know like that's the practice might not be what we need or this specific practice and we need something different. It's really to notice the difference between that. Like I might not be able to do what I want to do, but I can still show up and do what I can. Open up to that a little bit more. Thoracic spine, open. Open your chest. That's it. Big inhale. Bring it down. High push up. And then pause here. Okay, take your right knee down to the mat. Bring it back up. And then your left knee down to the mat and bring it back up. So just little taps. Knees going one and then the other. Lightly. So they're like hardly even touching the floor. Belly in. Push through the heels, pull the chest forward. We'll say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, pull in through the belly. 3, 2, 1, high push up, slowly lower, slowly, 5, 4, push through the heels, everyone. 3, press the hamstrings to the ceiling. 2, 1, come down right into locust. Bring your hands by your side, lift up. Again, the power comes from just moving right into the action. Yeah. Go up. That's it. Now lift up higher. Corners of your lips up. I want to see the smiles on your beautiful faces. And come down. Okay. Even if it was a fake smile, it's perfect. Go up. Lift, locust, do it again. Yeah, 5, go up a little bit higher. Relax the jaw. 3, chin in everyone. 2, 1, come down. All right, floor bow, catch the ankles. And you go up, see Daisy. Yeah. And then press the baby toes downwards towards the floor, everyone. Inner arches of the feet up. Inner arches of the feet up. Press the mounds of your big toes up, Jane. Other way. So feet still flat towards the ceiling. I know when you're like kind of upside down, it's like, where are my feet going? Okay, come down. Now imagine, so basically this pose, everyone, is just like bridge, except your feet are up instead of down on the floor. Imagine that the floor was where your feet are. Go up again into floor bow. And like you're trying to get the sole of your foot, the whole sole of your foot, to press against the floor. Yeah, the inner heels, the inner ball of your foot. Yep, that's good, Lila. Now spread your toes, pull the outer shins in. Yes. Soften the jaw, Brooklyn. Breathe in and come down. All right, upward facing dog. Boom. Downward facing dog, right into bridge. However you need to transition. Yeah. Disrupt the drift of what you need something else between bridge and floor bow. Go up. Yep. And then toes, feet on 12 o'clock. Come down. All right, put your hands by your ears. We're going to do three wheels today. So now you know, go up. Yeah, whatever you got to get out of the way to get up. Five, four, connect onto your feet. Three, yeah, nice assist. Is that Pascal giving you assist, Brooklyn? Nice work, girl. And then come down. There will be a day again when we can do hands-on assisting. And then go wheel. Yeah, for five, four. Yeah, press right in between her shoulder blades. Three, yep. Two, up, 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 and down. And then go up again. Remember when we were at the beach, Jane, and we were singing happy birthday to Danny, I think, in the wheel. And all of a sudden, instead of getting an assist up, Jane's son came and jumped on her chest down. So just be happy that that's not happening to anybody right now. And then push down to lift up a little bit more. One more breath. Go for it. Yeah, Danny, come down. Chin to chest. Supta Baddha Konasana. Happy bug. And then we'll complete the work with one solid minute of stability. So feet straight up to the ceiling, hands behind your head. Pulse your upper body up for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to a hover. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Push through the heels. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch legs. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands underneath your butt. Feet up to the ceiling. Lower your legs 30% towards the floor. And then another 30. Push through the heels. Ground your low back down. Hover. And back up. 30. Breathe Ujjayi. Another 30. Hover. Push down. Press your heels out. Connect to your bones of your legs. Back up. One more. 30. Another 30. Hover. And then up. 10 seconds of bicycles. Go. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1. Knees to chest, rock and roll. You go right into Vinyasa. Chaturanga, up dog, down dog. And then half pigeon with your right leg in front. Yeah, right into the juiciness of half pigeon. and change sides. So there's a principle in yoga in the yamas called asteya, non-stealing. And you know what I've been talking about a little bit today is there can be this like stealing from like the future, something hasn't happened yet. We want it to happen. We don't want to be exactly where we're at. It's hard, it's challenging, and then like we future trip. If we stop long enough to gaze at what is laid out before us, to let the mystery of beauty and the wonder of the seasons sit deeply in our soul, our hearts cannot help but burst forth in thanksgiving and gratitude to life itself. Inborn to this kind of wonder is gratitude for where our life came from and indebtedness to the future. Inborn to this kind of wonder is gratitude for where our life indebtedness to the future. Go ahead and press up. Let's take frog today. So knees wide. Yeah, like you're straddling on the ground, and then line up your right angle. So your knees and your the backs of your knees make a right angle. And then at your front of your ankles, it makes a right angle. And so this, the disruption of our drift. So, you know, we teach Baptiste yoga, and one of the why Baptiste yoga exists is to disrupt the drift that we can find ourselves future tripping, hashing, rehashing the past. And really, when we do that, we're stealing from the present. And I mean that by like we're taking away something from the moment that like actually has so much to show us. Like right in this pose. Can you get grounded and connected? And simply, you know, we can say that like really just esoterically, like get grounded, get connected, namaste all the time. But it's like, no, what does that mean? Like notice your feet. What are they touching? What are the insides of your knees touching? What do you feel? Get connected to that, the feeling. And then not to go to the future, but just like, if you look in your body, in your being, like what do you hope for right in this moment? Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I think hope can give us a lot of kind of enthusiasm for the present. It has the power to do that. All right, make your way onto your back and take an inversion. So shoulder stand or just simply legs up, waterfall. And if you do take waterfall, what I'm gonna, and you have a block, something I'd suggest is take the block up on your feet, really grounding. Your feet are in the air. It can be a point of focus and connection because it brings you into your legs a little bit more. And then take your feet. If you're in shoulder stand, go to plow. Everyone make your way to your back. Take Supta Baddha Konasana. Ground the soles of your feet together. Connect each one of your toes, like big toe together, second toe together, third toe, fourth toe, baby toe. I guess your fourth toe would be your baby toe. And then extend your legs out, Shavasana. And take a deep breath. And roll over onto a side, press up to a seat. Bring your hands together at your heart. Just right here, right now, get connected to what's touching your mat, what part of your body. And not that not anything needs to be fixed, but notice if there's more pressure on the right side or the left side of your sit bones, more pressure in the right or left foot, outer shins, and then what's happening in your spine. And then just your overall energy, just what's right here. And from what's right here, we get to step into what we want to be if we want it to change. What we want to be if we want it to stay the same. That's the power of the practice. Let's end with an om. Take a deep breath in. Om. And touch your thumbs to your forehead. See the light and be the light. Together we bow and we say namaste. Good work today.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks for being here, Brooklyn.
That was awesome.
Yay.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have an amazing day. So one thing I should say is next week is Thanksgiving, if you forgot, because you haven't been told by everybody, you know, not to gather around Thanksgiving or anything, but Thursday, we're going to do an outdoor workout. My husband and I are going to lead an outdoor workout. The location is TBD. We'll post it. If you sign up, it's going to be 8 a.m. on Thursday, socially distanced, outside, little combo of yoga, some strength, just to kind of move some energy. If you want to bring your families, they're welcome. And yeah, just a way to move our bodies healthfully and safely and get some fresh air. So I'd love for you to have, love to have you.
Will you tell us what to bring?
Yes. Yeah. When you sign up for it, I'll send everybody a message of what to bring. Most likely shoes and like a towel or mat, something, but I'll tell you.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.